Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Basketball. It's a game of skill. Put the ball in the net and you do it until you get more points than the other flippin' team. Then you've won and you're done and you cheer and you scream. But what if the number of the players is less? Can you still play ball? Can you still impress when it's half a court? Do you fight or flee? Welcome to the world of 3x3. 3x3. Swish. Nothing but net as I introduce professional basketballer and Australia's number one 3x3 player, Beck Cole. Good morning, Beck.
Damn, what an intro. Thanks for having me.
Did I properly encapsulate the spirit of this game?
You sure did. I'm not going to lie. You really did. And that's pumped me up at this time in the morning.
Excellent. Well, look, I'm so delighted to talk to you because I don't play basketball. I enjoy watching a game now and then, but the idea of decomplicating it really excites me. For people who don't know what 3x3 is, can you give us a quick overview?
Yeah, like in a few words, I would just say it's physical, it's athletic, and it's aggressive and exciting. So for me, I say it's, you know, the T20, it's the fast five, it's, you know, the sevens rugby. Like that's how it's the new street urban form of basketball.
I love that answer, but it's almost like a politician's answer because it was beautiful, inspiring, but you gave us no specifics at all, Beck.
Okay, so instead of a full court, it's pretty much a three-point line, uh-huh. And it's only a 10-minute game, and it's first to 21 or whoever's up after 10 minutes. And during that time, the scoring is different. So what's normally is a three-pointer is 2 points, and what's normally is a two-pointer is worth 1 point. And
everyone just, is going for the same net, of course. There's only one net to go for.
Exactly. Only one net. So it's almost like a king of the court version. This is in that style of the game.
Where did it, do you know, how did it start out? It sounds like something that started like an underfunded school or something where they had to make do with not a full sized court.
Well, what's funny, the hashtag, because it's now at the Olympics, is it started from the streets, now we're at the Olympics. So it's been in Australia, we've only been playing it for like 4 years internationally and it's really new, whereas overseas in Europe and in like a lot of the Asian countries, it's been a massive game that's just been building for years, and now there's a massive circuit that the men play where they get paid super well. Like it's a massive thing now. Our country's just, you know, a bit behind the eight ball in this sport.
Well, it's so exciting, though, to see a new sport at the Olympics in general. So this is a pretty big deal, isn't it, to actually have this recognised like that?
It's massive because I also think, you know, like all new sports like this, I think at the start people are probably like not giving it as much respect as it deserves, and it is hard work. It is it's an exhausting game, but it's so fun to watch, and you can watch four of them in the same amount of time you could watch one normal basketball game. So the fact that it's now an Olympic sport is massive. It's on the worldwide stage. It's only getting bigger. And as well for Australia, it's in the Commonwealth Games next year, which is even more exciting as well.
That is great to hear because I understand Australia will not be taking part in the 3x3 at the Olympics as of this stage.
No. So we went to the Olympic qualifying tournament about 2 months ago, and unfortunately we were unsuccessful, and it's hard because this is a game where the chemistry, like it has to be on point, and the game just, I swear, it like evolutionizes every single year and something gets better and different. And the last time we were able to play together was September 2019, and you know, you could tell when we played, we didn't have that chemistry like we normally did, whereas, you know, a lot of the Europeans had been able to verse each other, and that just was the difference at the end of the day.
I'm chatting to Beck Cole, professional basketballer, our very own superstar, on the subject of 3x3, which I hadn't heard much about until just recently. Brand new Olympic game. It's a supercharged, super short, super halved game of basketball. How did you come into this game yourself, Beck, even like emotionally, like you grew up knowing what basketball was and having a pretty set, you know, expectation of what the game was? Did it take quite a lot to shift your head into this idea of throwing a lot of the existing rules out?
Yeah, so it was actually at a point where I think I was coming back from like a major injury and I was playing like just normal basketball and I was just in a bit of a like lacking confidence low part. And it was called the 3x3 Pro Hustle that gets played now yearly. And a coach that I just knew was like, hey, do you want to be a part of my team? This thing is, you know, running. And so I was like, yeah, sure, no worries. Knew the other girls. Also, there's another rule. There's only four players, three on the court, one sub. So that's another change. And I was fell in love with it straight away because it's very my style of basketball. It's very one-on-one and it's attacking and that's how I play the normal game. So I was like, why have I not been playing this? I love this game. Like, can I play it? When's the next tournament? Like, I'm obsessed with it. And that's how you get once you play it or once you watch it. I want to say it's a bit like of that addiction feeling, like you just want to do it again. So it is definitely a different mindset when you're switching in between 3x3 versus 5-on-5. But 3x3 has helped everyone's game for the 5-on-5 who has ever played it before, because you just have to go into a mindset of aggressive, you know, going to kill whoever is in front of me to get to the basket. Like, you ride or die for your teammate because it's, you know, that aggressive. So
that's how I approach my radio career as well, Beck.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey, this is, it's really exciting and so good to chat. And who knows, you know, in what, 11 years' time, Brisbane, we could go all the way. But just to finish up, you know, we always get our guests to finish with a rap. Are you ready for your rap, Beck?
Oh, my God.
Have you prepared something?
Okay. No, I wish I wish I would have prepared. Okay.
I'm not going to force you to do that. I'm just being an idiot.
Oh, thank God.
I just wanted to intimidate you because I feel like I'd be so intimidated to square up against you on a 3x3 court.
Well, look, you did with your words just then, so I got a bit sweaty. So you impressed. It was good. It was good.
Excellent. Beck Cole, enjoy the Olympic watching ahead and chat again soon, I hope.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.